It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Studying the book of John, we're going to read today from John chapter 8. We're going to begin with the 12th verse, and we're going to read through to verse 24. So if you'd please open your Bibles and follow along with us today as we do that. I know that you'll enjoy it. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Have your Bibles open now. We'll begin the reading of the precious Word. John chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come or whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he shall die in your sins. Ye shall die in your sins. Let's begin with a word of prayer before we start the study. Father, thank you for your precious word. Help us to hear it clearly, that our ears are tuned to you, that we'll listen today. I ask that you will bring those that have not come by faith to you, that they will come today, that they will seek your way and will, that they'll realize they need to have a personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Please today that by the words that are proclaimed, that they'll be drawn to you and they'll be saved, that they'll begin that sweet personal touch, personal relationship with you. And Father, that you will help each one of us to draw closer and to walk closer with you. Please now that you will guide and lead us in and through your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to begin with the 12th verse. We found covered that fairly well last time, but if you missed it, why, I don't want you to miss this part, and if you heard it, I want you to recall and remember what we talked about. We went back into Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, where he says, I am hath sent me unto you. And that was when Moses went before God and said, what should I say when they ask me who sent me? And you tell them, I am hath sent me unto you. Then we went to John chapter 6, verse 35, and we found that I am the bread of life, Jesus tells them. We just had here in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. John chapter 10, verse 9 says, I am the door. John chapter 10, verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. John chapter 11, verse 25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6 tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And John 15, 5 says, I am the vine. And then we looked back in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, and found that he says, I am the light. Now you need to recognize that Jesus is the light, the only light. And apart from the light of the Lord Jesus, you will find complete and total darkness. There is no light away from the Lord Jesus. And so please that you come today as you listen. I wanted to read that very quickly. I wanted you to hear what we had discussed last time as a review. If you were with us, if you were not, I needed for you to listen to those words. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the vine. Jesus is telling you and giving you very simple, very clear instruction. I am, and will you please come to Him today and trust in Him? We continue now because we find some didn't, many didn't. Maybe you're that way today that you have not come to the Lord Jesus. We'll continue now in verse 13, John 8:13. The Pharisees therefore said to Him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. They always, and according to the law, they were required to not only just state that this is what who I am, or this is what I have done, or I didn't do. There has got to be a witness. And so they came to Him and they said, just because you say it, there's nothing to that, they're saying. They did not recognize that He was God. Jesus answered. Again, let me read verse 13. The Pharisees therefore said to Him, Thou bearest record of thyself. That's not enough. That record is not true. We need more, they're saying. The miracles that He performed, showing that He was God, all that was going on, and yet they still did not recognize that He was God, that He was there, come to be their Savior. They ignored that. They ignored when He said, I am the light. Oh, please, today, you do not ignore this. Please listen very carefully and watch very carefully. I am the light. Jesus answered, said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. You said my record is not true. My record is true. I know whence I came and where I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come or whether I go. They had no idea that they were speaking to God Himself. They did not recognize this man, Jesus, had come from heaven down here to live, took on the body of a man to live, that He may pay the cost of our sin, pay the debt. And we know according to the Word of God what that debt is, the wages of sin. The cost of sin is death. But we also know in that very same verse, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have no idea. We have no understanding of where we even come from or go to. Yes, we know that we understand the physical upon the conception of a child, and that child then grows in that mother's womb, and that child then is come out from the mother's womb into this world so that we may see that child. We understand medically how that has all taken place. They have figured it all out, how that takes place. But life itself, that soul, the very heart that child has, and every time, and as I know, I've watched my children, and now I watch my grandchild, I watch them as they're changing and growing, and each one has their own personality. Each individual has their own set of fingerprints. Each individual has their own voice, their eyes. Every individual. Isn't it a joy to know the One that made me? Yes, God formed man out of the dust of the earth. and he saw that man needed a completer, a helpmeet. And so he also made Eve. And you say, well, Larry, you weren't made from the dust of the earth as Adam and as Eve were made by God, and God spoke to them and breathed into them life. He gave them life, and he gives me life. If it wasn't for the power and the presence of God, there would be not a child born. And he makes every one of us different, so that we may serve him and walk after him, not to be identical with anyone. But every time that a child is born, that child will have an opportunity, if they choose to be a witness for God, to share the death, burial, and resurrection with someone. But do you realize that without the Word of God, we don't know where we came from? If you ignore the creation, if you ignore the Word of God, you have no understanding of where you came from. Jesus knows exactly where he has come from. He knows exactly where he's going to. We don't know where Jesus come from. We know he came from the presence of his Father in heaven, yes, but we don't know where that's at. He knows exactly where that's at. We know that God even accounts for every sparrow that flies and every hair that's on my head. That's the God that I know. He said to these people, these Pharisees, Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, my record is true. He had proven himself to this place and time, and we're going to give other proofs shortly. And whether I go, but ye cannot tell, for I know whence I came, and I know where I'm going. Ye cannot tell where I've come from, and you don't know where I'm going. And they didn't. We know so very little, but Jesus knows it all. These people were acting so high and mighty, and yet they knew nothing. Knew nothing. It continues in verse 15, ye judge after the flesh, but I judge no man. Remember what I said last time we were together? Jesus did not come into this world to condemn the world. He came into this world to save it. He is the light of the world, bringing us from darkness unto light. Ye judge after the flesh, and that's the only way we can judge. Any time that I look at a situation and I try to figure it out, we don't know all the circumstances. We don't know everything that's taken place. We don't know all the facts, because we're human. We judge by the flesh. Sometimes what your eyes see and what you think you heard wasn't it at all. But the only thing we have to work with without the presence of God in our life is the old flesh. And he told these Pharisees, ye judge after the flesh. What you're looking at is what you're judging things by. And that wasn't even true, because they had missed so much. They refused to look. But see, you see, their old fleshly eyes, their old fleshly ears, they desire, the old flesh would not allow them any understanding. The old flesh allows no faith. The old flesh allows no belief in the God that made us, the God that created us, the God that saves us. The old flesh will not do that. And so if you're coming and you're looking for all the proofs and you will not believe the Word of God, then you're going to stay as we have read and we'll get down to in a few minutes, you are going to stay in your sin. And you're going to die in your sin. And you're going to spend eternity in your sin. Because only coming to the light of the Lord Jesus, I am the light of the world, verse 12 says. You are in total darkness. You're coming, you're looking at things by what you can see with the old eyes. Ye judge after the flesh, but I judge no man. He did not again come to judge us. He came at this time to save us. We have record of that with this woman above, didn't we? He placed the cross between her and her sin. And that's what we need. We need the cross of Calvary. The place where Jesus came, offered his life for ours, died upon that cross, taking our sin away from us. All of our sin was laid upon him upon the cross of Calvary. And then, my dear friend, he went into that grave. But that grave, death, and it couldn't keep him. He's alive. And he was witnessed by 500 at once, the word tells us. And he was here for 40 days after the resurrection. No man or no God that you worship. Only this God, the only true God, came out alive and is alive today. All the rest of the gods you worship and you walk after and you talk about, every one of them has went into that grave and died if it was a man, and they stayed there. Their old body's still in that grave. Well, the body of my glorified, my perfect God is alive and was present for 40 days after his death, here upon this earth, giving witness that he is alive. And then he went to be with his Father, and that's where he is right now. And he's coming again. If you say, well, I've never seen him. Well, you will. Because he's alive. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. In verse 16. When I make a judgment, because I and my Father are one, when I make a judgment, it will be perfect, and it will be right, and it will be true. And that's the way it's going to be, because there is a time that he is coming as judge. And he will know every work that you have ever done. And he has a perfect record of that work. Nothing will be hidden from him. And so when you stand before him, you can say, well, this wasn't my fault. He'll know the truth. There'll be no argument. Because you see, you are condemned already because of your trespasses and sin. You need to come to Jesus by faith and trust in him. Please that you'll come to him. Yet if I judge, my judgment is true, and we know that. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Perfect. One, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here we have the joy of listing the Father and the Son, and the Word is recorded by the Holy Spirit as he has used man to pen it, but been driven and literally spoken by the Holy Spirit, by God himself. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Verse 17. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now before we get that far, when a man doesn't have all the truth, you may have as much as is humanly possible brought before you, but you don't have it all. If you don't have all the truth, one man said that that means then you're going to speculate about the truth just a little bit, because you don't have all the evidence. And even if you had all the evidence, every bit of it, you, judging by the flesh, could still not make a perfect decision. But because you do not have all the information, you're just speculating. You judge after the flesh. If I judge, my judgment is true. You're saying, according to the 13th verse, that my record is not true. You're judging by the flesh. But you're just speculating. People do not want to come because they say, I don't have all the facts. They don't want to come to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him as their Savior. Because they say, I need more information. I need all the facts. No, you don't. Because at best, as you pore over the Word of God, if you're just going to use your mind and not come before Him and repent of your sin, but you're just going to try according to your mind, figure it out. At best, you're just speculating on what's going on. Let's turn, as this man said, if you're lost and you're using just your mind to figure it out and you're not trusting in God's Word, you're speculating. Now let's turn to something much better. Let's look to the revelation of God. Because we have His Word before us. We have His promise before us. And as the Lord Jesus said, when they said, your record is not true, Jesus immediately says, I bear record of myself. My record is true. Will you stop speculating? And when you begin to follow after the Word of God, the truth, and begin to listen as the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you and shows you your rotten condition and you need a Savior, you need to repent of those sins and turn unto the Lord Jesus. Will you look to the truth? Because all of a sudden, you'll find yourself with the light of the Lord Jesus guiding you if you'll just come to Him. Or are you going to continue to judge by your own judgment? Judge by what you have, what little information that you have. Will you trust in the Holy Spirit to guide you to the truth, that you may come by faith to Jesus and be saved? Will you trust in Him today? And again, when I read those two words, the world always judges upon a certain level of speculation, just wondering. But we have the joy of the Word of God, the truths that have been taught through the Word of God, and the witness of the Word of God, and the revelation, the Word of God, the revelation of God. And you know, you think of many people when they talk about the book of Revelation, they say the revelations. No, it's the revelation. It's the Word of God. And it tells us not only what's come through the what's come to pass through the Word, but it also tells us what's going to happen. And I know it to be true. There's not one time that one event didn't take place as the Word of God proclaimed it to happen. And we'll see all the way to the end will be exactly that way. Will you please stop judging by the flesh and begin to follow after the Spirit? And the only way you can do that is if you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus. He tells us now again, and yet I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me, He bears witness. He proclaims up in the 16th verse very clearly, I am not alone. The Father and I are one. He sent me. He makes a statement according to the law in verse 17. And now we come to 18 again. I am one witness. I bear witness of myself. My witness is true. We find up in verse 14. But the Father that sent me, He also bears witness of me. If you'll follow, go back into the Word with me, not very far, just back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 3. As we look at Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we have the time when the Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We have God the Father speaking to and about his Son, the Lord Jesus, at his baptism. The witness of the Father. But I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. If you are to know the Father, you must come by the Son. There is no other way. And we begin with verse 19. Then said they to him, Where is thy Father? The reason I said there is no way to come to the Father except by the Son, we know by verse 19, they have not come by faith to Jesus, because they do not know God the Father, because they don't know the Son. Then said they to him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. We come to verse 20. Neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Today, so many folks speak of God. God has done this. God has performed that. But you see, they are talking about someone that they have never known. They do not know God the Father, because they have neglected and they have ignored the light. They have ignored the Lord Jesus. As long as you think that you are going to get to God the Father by your works, any works at all, I don't care if you call it the works of baptism, the works of communion, something that you do, a physical work that you have performed because you're working your way to heaven, there's only one way for you to know God the Father. There's only one way for you to go to heaven. There's only one way for you to see the light and not spend all of your life walking in darkness. And that way is to meet Jesus. The Jesus that died on the cross. God himself that came down here upon this earth. He died upon that cross for you and for me. He shed his blood upon that cross that our sins would be taken away. All of our sins was laid upon him. And he died with all of our sins as if he'd committed every one of them. And it had to be that way that they would be taken away. But you see, he was the perfect sacrifice. He made the perfect offering for us for our debt. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you see, he didn't stay in that grave. He came out of that grave alive. I serve a living God. My dear friend, will you come? Will you trust in him today? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?